What are you looking for? Imagine yourself in the place of one of these two disciples today and seeing the Son of God turn to look at you and ask that question. What are you looking for? Surely each of us have things that we would tell the Lord we're looking for in our life, any number of different responses to that question, legitimate desires of our hearts. But when it comes down to it, if we get down to the deepest desires of our hearts, we would all answer in the same way, because we all share a common human nature. We've all been created in a particular way by God. And deep down, what we're looking for is what Samuel found in the first reading today, what Peter found in the gospel. We want to be known by name, by God. Our closest friends can't give us the kind of intimacy, the kind of love that God can give. Our dear family members can't give it. Not even a spouse can give the kind of intimacy that we long for. Because God alone can literally come to dwell in our hearts, in our innermost selves. And God alone can invite us to dwell in His heart. Each of us has a part of our heart created by God for Him alone, where no one else can go but God. This weekend, the church in the United States brings to a close National Vocations Awareness Week. There are various vocations in the church, marriage, priesthood, religious life. And every year, this week is about those various types of vocations and praying for holy vocations in the church. But more fundamentally, we have to recognize that each and every one of us shares a common vocation, the same vocation. Each of us has been called to profound intimacy with God, invited into an intimate relationship with our Creator. And our particular vocation in life, whatever it is merely the way that we live that intimacy in the world, the way that God has called us to experience that intimate relationship with Him. In the second reading today, St. Paul is at great pains to point out that if we want to live in intimacy with God, that even our bodies matter. The Christian call to a deep spiritual life includes our bodies, because God has created us as bodily creatures, incarnate spirits. Sometimes we can think that intimacy with God is merely a matter of the heart, the spiritual part of our being. But it's impossible to overlook the fact that our souls are united to our bodies and the two cannot be separated. And so, our intimacy with God is experienced in and through our body. And the body is not for immorality, St. Paul tells us, but for the Lord. Perhaps if we are lacking deep intimacy with God, what's keeping us from finding that is that we aren't using our bodies properly as He desires us to. In recent times, the church's understanding of the meaning of our body has developed and shone forth brilliantly through Blessed John Paul II's theology of the body. In that teaching, he explains to us that each of us lives a particular kind of bodily existence. We're either male or female. And God made us male and female, he tells us, so that our very bodies would speak the truth, that we're not meant to be alone. We were created for others. Our sexuality, our maleness, our femaleness, is meant to lead us not to seek pleasure for ourselves, but to realize that we are called to be a gift to others. It's meant to lead us out of ourselves and into intimacy with other people and, in the end, intimacy with God. And so it is that every vocation in the church lives out this call of our sexuality. Every vocation is lived in and through the body. So priests and religious serve the church with their bodies. Husbands and wives give their bodies to one another and serve their children with their bodies. What we do with our bodies is so essential, so important, if we seek true intimacy with others and with God. Again, we cannot separate the body from our soul. You know, it's no secret that there's oftentimes much discontent, even within the church, about what the church tells us we should and shouldn't do with our bodies. Probably our minds turn to various teachings of the church in the area of sexuality. Maybe things like the restriction of conjugal union to marriage, or the church's teachings on contraception or pornography or homosexuality. What we do with our bodies matters. And can we today open our hearts just a bit to consider the possibility that what the church teaches here is a source of life? That what the church teaches here is the way that we train our hearts to truly love and to truly receive love. That's what chastity is all about. It's not about merely saying no. It's about training our hearts to say a beautiful yes to God and His plan. But a consideration of the role of our bodies goes beyond just these issues. We're speaking about everything we do with our bodies, our whole life, our whole incarnate existence. Because what we do with our bodies, if it goes against the will of God, becomes a barrier to intimacy with Him. And so we have to ask ourselves, what do I allow my eyes to see, to look upon, to dwell on? What words or music do I allow my ears to hear? What do I allow my tongue to speak about? Or perhaps, who do I allow my tongue to speak about? What do I do with my hands? Where do I allow my feet to take me? Our whole body is called to enter into the will of God. It's no coincidence that our participation here in Mass is a very bodily participation. We bless ourselves with holy water, we genuflect to the tabernacle, we still our tongues and open our ears to listen to the Word of God, to sacred music. We loosen our tongues to respond in praise and thanks. Our noses smell the incense. Our eyes gaze upon the crucifix or images of the saints. We even taste and see the goodness of the Lord in Holy Communion. The church is teaching us something here. When we use our bodies well in Mass, it leads our souls into greater intimacy with God. And that same principle applies to the whole of our life. If we use our bodies well, as God desires us to, in everything we do, then our bodies, joined to our souls, lead our souls deeply into intimacy with our Maker. We're invited by today's readings to recognize this ultimate vocation of ours, the call to deep intimacy with God, and to recognize that our particular vocations on earth are the very paths to that intimacy. And that intimacy with one another and with God can't be separated from how we use the gift of our bodies. It is in and through our bodies that we live in this world. And so St. Paul exhorts us, glorify God in your body. Are we glorifying God with our bodies? Or are we sometimes glorifying our selfish desires? Living our vocations according to God's will, His will for soul and body, is the secret to experiencing the kind of intimacy we long for, the kind of intimacy God has created us for. So what are you looking for? Could we set everything else aside and respond with a question like the disciples did? Lord, where are you staying? I long for intimacy with you. I want to hear you speak my name. I want you to know my heart, and my Lord, how I long to know yours. So show me, where are you staying? We can find that true intimacy with him, if only we would seek it with our whole being, not only with part of ourselves, not only with our souls, but with our whole being, soul and body, one incarnate existence. May we truly glorify God in our bodies, here at Holy Mass and everywhere we go, so that in and through our bodies we might discover true, lasting, satisfying intimacy with our God, who knows us by name and calls us to join our own hearts to His.